Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story Friday Football Fix with Scott Bond. With those two, and you being a newer coach, do you get a newer head coach? Do you get more of, is it more X's and O's talk, or is it more here's how you run a program talk?
I think a little bit of both. I know, you know, I've wanted to go in this direction in that head coaching. So over the last couple of years at the golf course, I've asked Mike a little bit, you know, because I know. Again, being around Steve for my whole career, I understand what he does and what we do as our staff. But being able to tap into Mike and just get a little different take on what they do, and they've had a lot of success in the last few years as well. And so, you know, yeah, I've asked a little bit more about the program stuff, maybe from him than what Steve, you know, because I've been a part of Steve's program.
Sure. And so, do you think, you just mentioned the last couple of years you'd kind of had your eyes on being a head coach? Had Steve not retired after last season, do you think you would have maybe more actively looked at other programs?
Probably not. I mean, it's not like I have to be a head coach. I mean, you know, it was one of those deals that like my life wouldn't have been complete if I wasn't. But I'm pretty pleased with where we were at. Steve had given me, I'd asked for, and he had been awesome about giving him some responsibilities over the last few years. You know, take some off of his hands, but also just get that experience. So it was a good deal.
So changing gears a little bit. We're not changing gears yet, Mike. Sorry. I'm going to go back to a coaching thing. What was it like for you, Scott, to leave? You were a coach in Steve's staff at Pasco High, and then when Chiawana High School was built, that group all went to Chiawana. Was it mixed feelings for you because you're a Pasco alum, you had such great success there, and that's where your history was? What was that like making that transition?
It was interesting at that time when people were choosing to go and stay, all the staff was going to go out there, the football staff, and then a lot of the teachers that had taught me and that I had worked with, you know, for X amount of years, they were going. So it kind of felt like the Pasco I knew was just transitioning out to Chiawana.
Sure.
You know, and now, to this day, 10 years later, I love Pasco. I'll always root for Pasco High when we're not playing them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Chiawana's kind of my place now. My kids all graduated from there. My wife teaches there. And so I live, less than a mile from there. And so, you know, now Chiawana is my high school.
Did it feel like the first year, maybe the first couple of years, did it feel weird or foreign going to a different building?
I think everybody in Pasco felt weird those first few years, you know, from parents to kids to the teachers. There was just a lot of unknowns and, you know, and there were some tensions sometimes and, you know, but I think now, you know, there's a respect there. I root for Leon and I know that he's starting to do great things. They're moving in the right direction and getting things going, and so it can only help the town of Pasco out.
Yep.
If everybody's good.
I want to change gears a little bit from the football side of things. At a younger age, you had cancer, and you went through that and went through all the treatments. What from that experience helped shape you, do you think, to who you are today?
It gets back to just, I think as a 15-year-old kid having to deal with something like that, it hit home that, you know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was healthy and dunking a basketball at, you know, in eighth grade, and then went to being 128 pounds of, you know, 12 weeks of chemotherapy. And so you get humbled, and just it's kind of how I live my life now is that, you know, I'm not guaranteed tomorrow. And so my wife and I, we don't know when we're going to retire, but we've kind of had that adage from the old Shawshank Redemption, get busy living. And so we travel and we hike and we do lots of different things just because let's live now.
Be sure to tune in next Friday for the conclusion of our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Scott Bond.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth. Brought to you by Retter & Company Sotheby's International Realty.